When he didn't answer, Lydia continued, "You really ought to do it soon, you know, because it isn't that long now until the end of the semester. Why don't you leave him alone?" Manuel cut in angrily. "Lots of people are afraid of public speaking. Everybody isn't a big blabbermouth like..." Then, realizing that both Zach and Lydia were staring at him, he stopped and said, "Oops. Like me, I guess." Lydia looked interested. "You're afraid of public speaking?" she asked Zach. Shooting a dirty look at his best friend, Zach shrugged. Jumping to his friend's defense, Manuel protested, "He just doesn't want to do it, so why should he?" Lydia turned to Zach. "It might not be as much of an ordeal as you think." Zach didn't say anything. Compared to how he felt about giving a speech, the screaming people in a horror movie could be described as a little nervous. "It's too bad you don't wear glasses, Zach," Lydia said. "Then you could take them off to give your speech, and you wouldn't have to see everyone looking at you." "Yeah, right," Manuel said. "Or maybe he could just wear a paper bag over his head." Lydia crossed her arms. "I'm only trying to be helpful." Manuel crossed his arms, too. Then he crossed his eyes.